Thank you, Amanda Deep. Well, I would like to start by saying I would like to focus on AI perspective from the South and also from the developing world, and also explain what we do in terms of AI. So we focused more on the research on the development of AI. And then, of course, there are some challenges in terms of, there are some challenges with AI that were there in the past, and then that are some still there even in the even in the existing times. So the problems we have at this stage, we have lack of data. So lack of data is one of the biggest problems that we have with when it comes to artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence on its own will not do things. So one of the previous challenges was you know, like lack of powerful computers. So I would like to cover one of our few of our products that are actually in production. So one of them is a job placement bot that connects job seekers to their dream jobs. So it also facilitates hiring process. So when we started, it was it wasn't easy to capture all the data. So sometimes when you do artificial intelligence, it's easy to acquire data, and sometimes you have to go all out and scrape it yourself. So we used natural language processing just to gather data, and then also to engage a bot or a robot with candidates or with people, with job seekers. So we also integrated machine learning to identify the best candidates that fits the best job criteria under certain parameters. So we also we also developed one of the products which use the same AI or use the same which use the same artificial intelligence but on different data set. So part of us, like we focus more on you know, researching. Like, so we're working on different researching strategies to help you know, in the agricultural sector. So as you may all be aware, that Africa is one of the South Africa per se is one of the developing countries, and then so agriculture is one of the primary sectors that contributes a lot to the growth of the GDP. So we thought about coming up with strategies that will enhance you know, the agriculture, that will help identify methods in the irrigation sector, and also that will allow, you know, farmers to come up with different solutions and different strategies and decision and come up with best decision making when it comes to farming and agriculture. Another thing that we worked on is our own, working on our own natural language processing. As we may all be aware, that there are so many languages, and then there are so many languages with data. So data is one of the critical things in terms of when it comes to artificial intelligence. When we collect data, sometimes data can come in different languages, can come in you know, different things. So we're working on our own natural processing language to understand most of the official languages, especially in Africa, to work on to understand more on in terms of the artificial intelligence and the interpretation of certain vernacular languages. So one may ask and say, what's the difference between what we do in terms of artificial intelligence, in terms of what's the difference between what you do in terms of artificial intelligence and also with lethal autonomous weapon systems? So one might say the level of intelligence is different on what we on the application that we're working on, as well as the difference between the level of intelligence in what we're working on, which is bots and then some natural language processing. And then one may argue and say there's no level of, you know, it's not only the level of intelligence, but both are using the same principles or the same structure, which is collection of data and then making sense of out of the data and use it for, you know, use it to make best decisions. So Awu and here.